There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's time to catch up with the travel camel, Shane, who comes into the show every few weeks or so. Last week, the travel camel was in Ireland, and he promised us a look at the VIP side of the Emerald Isle when it comes to travel. But before we get into that, Shane, you want to talk a little bit about the weather?
The weather is very changeable in Ireland, and the reason it's so green, Ireland, is because it rains. Now, people have this misconception that the weather's bad all the time. But it's actually not. What surprised me was the changeable nature of the weather. So it's almost as if you could have a few seasons in a day. And therefore, if it's raining at some stage, then you can be pretty sure it's during a day, unless there's full cloud cover, you know, 100% overcast, that there will be sun. So I remember photographing, and we'll mention my trip to Ballyfin a bit later, but I was at Ballyfin and there was an old tower at the back of the property, and I wanted to go up to it, but it was really cloudy. And the Damien, who I interviewed there, said, "Oh, don't worry, the weather changes." And sure enough, the sun came out. The sky was brilliant. Went out, did all my photographs. And then we took a tour around the property. And then as we were coming back, the clouds came in again. So it's such a changeable weather. To say that it's just cloudy and rainy all the time just is not true. So you just have to be prepared for the weather, that it can change. And that's very important for hikes. And I know that when I was in Killarney, one of the attendees at the conference went hiking up the tallest peak in Ireland. We discussed that last week. And he said that when he got near the top, the weather dramatically changed. And he's a real adventurer and hiker, so he had to kind of rug up. So you need to be prepared for changes in weather when you're in Ireland.
Yeah, dress for all kinds, I think.
Exactly.
Wellingtons and, a bit of suntan lotion as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was there a couple of years ago, and much to my chagrin, it rained on the last day that I was there. And when I say rained, it poured, cats and dogs not happy. So that's the weather. Now let's look at the luxury side of Ireland, which is something you experienced firsthand.
Yeah, I certainly did. Because I was there for a conference, and I was actually conference director at the TBX conference, obviously the treatment I got was a little bit different than what I would normally do if I was going in on my own. So I did see standard accommodation and I saw luxury. And I would say for luxury destinations, Ireland's one of the best I've seen anywhere. For the value you get, for the beautiful landscape, the service, the quality of the food and the lodgings, it really does have everything you could want, even for the most discerning traveller. And one of the most interesting things there is how you get around the island. Now, there's various means. And so the person I wanted to speak to about this, and he actually attended the conference, was a gentleman called Peter Costello, and he's from Emerald VIP Services. So I asked him, what are different ways travel around Ireland in luxury?
I guess if we start with the helicopters, one of the experiences we offer is a flight over the Cliffs of Moher on your right hand. Well, depending on where you're coming from, whether it's the south or the north, you have the Aran Islands on your right hand side. If you're coming from the north, you fly right over the Cliffs of Moher, down over the Burn, over Lupaid Peninsula. Absolutely fantastic, just breathtaking scenery. Absolutely breathtaking. So we also offer another option where we do a tour by luxury motor yacht on the River Shannon. Now, Loch Derg is located south on the south of the River Shannon, and there's a 42-foot luxury motor yacht there. You board the vessel, I should say, in Killaloe Ballina, and you're brought up the lake towards some fantastic historical locations. You can see a newly renovated castle, which is not something that you see every day. It's a couple that when they actually purchased the castle, there was only three walls standing. So over the last number of years that they have built it back up to its former glory, which is absolutely fantastic. And what we like to do is we like to work with a lot of small businesses on the lake. So for example, there's a couple there that they make chocolate, and you could go to their house and you watch them make the chocolate and you experience it. It's absolutely fantastic. The land option is where we really excel. We own and operate our own fleet of vehicles, and we provide driver guides. So our driver guides take you off to see hidden Ireland. You explore the most beautiful parts of Ireland, and And what we try to do is we try to stay away from the tourist heavy spots. So where we bring our people, you kind of almost, you feel like you have it to yourself, which is absolutely fantastic. There's a number of different tours that we offer. My favorite one is to do a city experience, but then leave the city. For example, you could spend a couple of nights in Dublin. Our driver guides will bring you all around Dublin, talk about all of the fantastic historical locations there. But then you come down the country and you visit some of the small fishing villages. You visit the Dingle Peninsula. You visit Cork, Kinsale, absolutely fantastic down there. And then you can come back up along the Wild Atlantic Way and visit, as we spoke about earlier, Loop Head, the Cliffs of Moher, up through Galway, Connemara. Absolutely beautiful scenery. You're certainly not stuck for places to visit and things to see.
And what sort of vehicles do you use?
So we have, as I mentioned, we have a broad fleet of vehicles. For the cars, we operate BMW 730 long wheelbase. We also operate Mercedes S-Class. And then for Group A of four, we offer Mercedes V-Class, which is the new model of the Viano. We also operate Mercedes Sprinter vehicles. We have 8, 12, 16, 24-seat options. All come with full leather, tables, Wi-Fi, fridges, televisions. So it's the utmost in luxury is what we try to provide to our clients.
That was Peter Costello then from Emerald VIP talking about getting around the country in many different ways then, Shane.
Yeah, definitely. And I tell you, the helicopter flight over the Cliffs of Moher, that would be outstanding at sunset. It would be just, as a photographer, to be high up and look down on those cliffs as the sun is setting and you can see the pounding surf against the cliffs and the spray and the sunset, the sun's rays kind of illuminate the spray. That would just be an outstanding experience, but just fantastic. And also, you mentioned all the different vehicles they had, and I was fortunate as well to have basically a VIP service through, for transport when taking me to the airport. It was this beautiful Audi, you know, top-of-the-line Audi with heated seats and reclining like a business class on a plane. And it is an exceptional way to travel and to see places. So yeah, so if you can afford it, I would certainly recommend it. But I tell you what, even if I couldn't afford it, I think that helicopter ride would be amazing.
You mentioned photography there, and I would imagine Ireland is one of the dream places to be a photographer.
Oh, absolutely. But again, patience. So patience here, because of the weather I explained earlier. If you see a cloudy day, do not get disheartened. You know, it could change. So you need to be patient. You need to wait for the light to be correct. Of course, my favorite time to photograph, and if you look through my photography, you see right on dusk, so after the sun has set. And I took a photo of the Cliffs of Moher a little while ago, and the sun was just setting and that mist coming through. And I had to wait for the sun to get in the right place and for it to peek out behind those clouds to get that image. And there's other images I had as well where I needed to wait for the light to be correct, for the sun to fill the scene instead of cloud. In some cases, I wanted a cloud, and then I had to wait for that because it's the mood, and I use a graduated gray filter on to get the mood I wanted. But you've got to be patient, and that is one of the keys of photography.
We're chatting with the Travel Camel this afternoon. He just took us on a helicopter over the Cliffs of Moher there. I don't know, but I might find that a bit chagrin. I'm a little bit scared of helicopters. But I know, Shane, that you fancied going off to a castle, and you're taking us next to a place called Ballyfin.
Oh, yeah, Ballyfin was the first place I saw the people. There's a chap called Liam, and he's with Fulshire Island. He says, oh, Shane, you've got to see Ballyfin. And so straight from the airport, coming overnight, you know, so from Nairobi into Dubai overnight and then straight into Ireland. I land and it's 1 o'clock and I'm so glad I got to sleep on the plane and get a bit of sleep. And then we were straight off the Ballyfin. And he said this was a really special place. And we stopped at the gate and they had to say, you know, we have an appointment. And with these gates open, we drove along this beautiful country road with trees on either side and this lush green, that rolling hills, and then there was a lake, and behind that you could see Ballyfin. It was this beautiful estate that is now a luxurious hotel. And the one thing I really wanted to know was more about Ballyfin because it's such an expansive property. So I asked Damien Bastia, who's the general manager of Ballyfin, Tell me more about the property.
In terms of the property, we're a private home. So it's a 35,000 square feet mansion who's sitting on 614 acres of land. So we have a maximum of 39 people being a private home, which gives you roughly about 1,000 square feet per person and about 11 acres of land per person outside.
Now, quite an unusual aspect you have here is the costume department. Could you please explain why the costumes here are quite a unique feature of this property?
Well, there's two sides to it. First of all, the house was built in the 1820s, so the idea was to portray how it was to live in those years. And therefore, the idea of having maybe a costume dinner came. And then the owner of the property is from Chicago, so the natural link there was with the Chicago Lyric Opera House, where the owner managed to acquire some original costumes, 43 dresses for the ladies and 30 outfits for the men, where one can dress as the lord and lady of the manor.
And do you find that's a popular option for tourists when they come and visit here?
Very much so. I think especially since the program Downton Abbey, there's a wish to know and understand and see how it felt to live in that era. And for us, it's usually when it's a family or a group that comes that they really want to do it, and it's just very entertaining.
What is the one thing that is most special about Ballyfin?
I think it's a sense of space and luxury and time. We firmly believe that nowadays time and space are real luxuries, and to be able to relax in such surroundings and forget what time it is or what day it is, that's a real luxury.
Sounds like paradise, doesn't it? That's Ballyfin as we explore the VIP side of Ireland.
Yeah, and that was Damien from Ballyfin and in Ireland. But Shane, that wasn't the only castle you visited.
Yeah, look, it's always been my dream to stay in a castle or visit a castle. And there was another place, and it's actually, when I was there, it hadn't officially opened. So I had, it is now open, now that we speak, but so we were about a week before it opened. And it's called Kilkee Castle, K-I-L-K-E-A. And I mean, I would have to say this property, and before we play the interview with Aidan here, there are not many properties I've been to when I've left, I've felt a sense of loss. You know, that sense that you're missing something. The last time was in Finland when I saw the Northern Lights up in the Finnish Lapland. That's been years. To actually leave that property and feel that sense of loss and think, oh, I'm missing something. And that is what Kilkee Castle did to me. It's a small castle. It's not this big, expansive castle. It's a lot more intimate, and it's a very different feeling. And it's an old castle, as you hear. So I had to find out about this 800-year-old castle. So I spoke to the general manager, Aidan O'Sullivan, to tell me about the history of Kilkee Castle.
We're very lucky here in Kilkee. Kilkee is one of the oldest continuously inhabited castles in Ireland, built back in 1180. We're steeped in heritage, mainly due to the fact that we were owned and by the Fitzgerald family, one of the greatest families in our Irish history, and owned many of the grand houses. We're lucky enough that Kilkee was kept in very, very good state due to that fact, and was their main primary residence before they left the country. Back in the 1950s, so very, very lucky in terms of history.
And what should guests expect when they visit and stay here?
I think what we're trying to achieve here in Kilkee is really bring back a nice Irish warm welcome, natural welcome, and really true exclusive Irish hospitality. That's what we want to achieve. We want to welcome people through our doors into our castle and see our natural stone windows, all the high ceilings that we have in all of our bedrooms, and really kind of come and enjoy all of the great things and activities that are on our estate.
One of your activities is falconry. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
I think falconry is obviously one of the great arts that are out there, and in terms of activities on our site, one of the greatest things and most, one of the most pleasurable that our guests enjoy is definitely falconry. The birds, anything from hawks to grand owls, they're all brought by really experienced falconry artists. Nobody is left on their own. They're walked through the estate themselves, and they're given their time. And they're given, I suppose, great experience in dealing with the birds, and it's one of the best things I feel in natural sports and activities that we can offer.
So it sounds like a pretty cool castle to me. That's Aidan there from Kilkea Castle.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.